Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Akiva. How may I help you?
Yes. Can you tell me what kind of business you are, please?
I'm a third-party call center who services over 100 different call centers.
Well, what do you sell? What product do you sell?
We don't sell anything particularly. We work for companies who sell stuff, and we just are the customer service.
Well, there was a charge on my account with the name Exceptional Electronics.
Maggie, she's as close I can see.
What?
Maggie, your zip code?
15241.
Your first and last name, please.
Before I give you my first and last name, I want to know what product this is. Is it an electronic thing? Is it a newspaper company? What kind of company is it?
I wouldn't know until I get into your account. Like I said, I service over 100 different companies, so I don't know which one you're calling about particularly.
I just told you. Exceptional Electronics.
I won't know if I can't tell you until I get into your account.
Well, all you're going to get is my name. So don't ask me about my card or anything else, because there's a charge on my card that I don't make. So you would.
May I get your first and last name, please?
Fran Milgram.
Thank you. And may you verify your shipping address?
No, I want to know what this charge is.
I don't know if this is you who I'm talking to, so I need you to verify your address.
You're talking to the person who sees the charge on her account. And who's going...
I wouldn't know that until you verify your address.
I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
No, that's not the address on here. Maybe St. Clair?
Upper St. Clair is a suburb of Pittsburgh.
Okay. Can you verify your address?
2555 Boyce Plaza Road.
Okay, thank you. And what charge are you calling about?
$5.
Okay, I see that.
74 cents.
Yes, 1 second. Yes, she had entered a contest to win a Magic iPad Pro Magic Keyboard.
Is that what that's about?
Yes.
Yeah. What is that charge? $5.74. What is
the shipping?
What is the $5.74 for?
It's for the, you entered to win.
I know, but what is it for? What's the $5.74 for?
the iPad Pro Magic Keyboard.
Well, that wasn't the price that they said in the, is it really, is this, what is that noise?
I don't know what noise you hear.
Oh, that static.
No, not sure.
I didn't get it before. Are you moving something around?
Okay, what are you trying to see?
What?
What are you trying to figure out?
I'm trying to figure out what the $5.74 is for. They said on the site that it was $19.95. So how do you get $5.74?
I'm not sure what you were seeing, but you weren't charged $19. You were charged $5.
Right, but is this a legitimate thing?
It is. You entered to win.
Right, but
it's a possibility for you to win, and you can win, and it's a possibility.
No, they didn't say it was a possibility. They just said, pick one of these items.
To win.
Costco was supposedly sponsoring this.
Yeah, it was to win. You weren't actually getting an iPad for $5.74. Or $19.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't tell you that there's a fee to enter.
Yeah, it's like a raffle.
They don't tell you that. They don't tell. The company who sponsored this was Costco, and it was Survey something, and there's no mention of a fee to win. They make it sound like this is you're going to get.
This is what the terms and conditions say. It says congratulations on being. This is on the website. It says congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway. You will select one customer out of a 1,000 entries to win. By entering, you agree to pay $5.74 the day you place your order for a guaranteed placement in the contest to win. If you do not win, you'll be billed after 2 days to enter the main contest to win.
So I've been billed not to win because I didn't win.
Right. You didn't cancel after 2 days. But it doesn't show that you've been billed on us yet, so they haven't billed you yet.
Yes, they did. It's on my charge.
Well, no, the $5.74, yes, they billed you that, but that wasn't a bill. That was something you paid up front to enter.
What's the bill then?
You didn't get it yet. Did you cancel?
For what?
You entered,
Yes.
And one second. I'm trying to read the. I'm reading the terms and conditions now. Okay. So yeah. What was your concern again? Because you were billed $5.74, right? And that was to enter the contest.
Yeah.
And then once you don't cancel, it'll enroll you in a contest to win what?
I don't
every 30
want...
days you'll be entered to win for the price of $67.32 monthly.
Oh, no. No, no. I
can't. I can cancel it for you.
What?
I can cancel it now.
Yes, cancel it right now. I don't want any of this scamming stuff. This is a scam. I want a credit for that $574.
You cannot get a credit for that because you signed up for, you entered the contest. You entered the contest.
Well, they're not going to charge me anymore if I cancel, right?
No, because you didn't cancel within 2 days.
There was nothing about that, canceling within 2 days.
It's on the website. I'm looking at it now.
Well, if you cancel today, then is that's the end of it or not?
I think you will be charged because you didn't cancel 2 days after.
Charged what?
$67.32.
What?
$67.32.
Oh, no, no, no. This is a scam from start to finish. Mm-mm. No. You cancel my account.
Are you ready for your confirmation number?
I'm getting the pen for writing it down. I'm not paying any more money. They're out of their minds. Hang on a minute while I get a piece of paper. Here. What a joke. Well, that's the second time I've been scammed. Okay. What is the number?
C as in Charlie.
2622 548 548 34 34 834 834 Another 834.
No, did you put the 834? You just said 34.
Yeah, C 2625 4834.
No, it's 2 8s right next to each other.
What's after 834?
It's 2625 4884.
2 8s there are then.
Right.
So C 2625 4884.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to pay anything more for any charge. This is a scam. I'm not saying it's your fault, but there is no way that they're going to get any more money out of me. So that's going to be the end.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that done now? You and me, we're done?
Yes, ma'am, we are. Everything is handled.
I'm sorry, what?
Everything is handled.
And your name?
Is Nakiva.
Nakiva?
Nakiva, yes.
How do you spell it?
N-A-K-E-I-V-A.
Oh, Nakiva.
Yes.
N-I-K-I-V-A. Nakiva.
Hello.
Yes. Okay, well, so now we are done.
We are.
Well, I appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
But I am not happy about this scam. It's a scam, and I did not sign up for this, and I'm done with it, and that's all I can tell you. Okay. Well, thank you very much for helping me.
You're welcome. Have a great day.